There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protection back in the end zone. Hopkins got him there and got him in. Mayfield end zone. Otten, touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Third down and goal. Mahomes out to his right.
Flips, touchdown, P-Ride.
Hopkins at the bottom.
His way. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Fake the handoff. Wide open. Touchdown, Ryan Miller. Has the Buccaneers within one. Caliendo comes in. He's eligible. Here is Hunt for the touchdown. Kansas City remains unbeaten. 8-0 in a win in overtime.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey-o! I did stay up for a lot of that game.
The whole thing?
Mistake. Yeah, I was actually going to bed when the Chiefs took the lead 24-17, and then, you know, get in bed and check Twitter one last time, and, oh, people are saying they should go for two. Let me put it on. Because Tampa has scored, and shockingly, Tampa and Todd Bowles, who is always conservative and another one of these coaches that would just like to extend a game, he did not go for two, and then he lost on a coin toss. Congratulations.
Don't just assume, though, every time that the conservative guy would tell you not to go for it, because Troy Aikman, who
wanted
was usually
them to
like
go
that,
for it.
Was telling them to go for it.
Yep.
Which was, I saw that this morning. I would have been watching the Manning cast and would have fallen asleep by that point, but Aikman is calling for you to go for two, then you know you're really on the conservative end of the coaching spectrum there. So, whatever. They're going to lose the game anyway, somehow, some way, right? That's just what happens. The Chiefs would have found a way.
Yep.
I woke up this morning to, oh, Mahomes was maybe hurt. Oh, no, he's fine. Oh, the Chiefs were maybe going to lose. No, they didn't. They end up winning. Tampa sucks you in. Or the Chiefs suck you in. They don't beat anybody big. Every game's close.
Everybody's close. Every game's close. They always win. They always win the coin toss. I saw Nick Veronica had this from the regular season, that the numbers on them winning the coin toss are crazy. Absolutely crazy in
they
the
win
regular
99.9% of their coin tosses.
In their last six overtime games in the regular season.
Yeah.
They played six. They have won the toss five times.
Unbelievable.
They have won the toss five times and won the game.
Unbelievable.
Six regular season coin tosses, six win and win. Of course, the playoffs that happened, 13 seconds, they won the toss and won. And then the next week against the Bengals, they won the toss. They did lose
so
that game.
6 of 7 then, right? And then 7 of 8?
7 of 8. They also did
include the playoffs?
They did lose the toss to Brady.
Okay, 7 of 9.
Right. I think they're
still
7 of
ridiculous.
7 of 9 in the era of if you get it, you win. They are 7 of 9.
Ridiculous.
Yep. Yep. Good times. Good times. It's last night was not a late flag that ends it. It was a, oh, Mahomes is hurt. Oh, no, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And are they going to lose? No, they're not. The most annoying team ever. Nothing's ever different.
Well, and now, like, I did see that his ankle was hurt and thought, oh, wait a minute, that could be big because he's scrambling and running around more than ever before because he has nobody to throw. Oh, wait a minute. No, wait, he does.
He does
have someone to throw to now. Yeah. Hopkins looked great yesterday. He looked like prime DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes, he did.
He looked like DeAndre Hopkins of 2-3 years ago in Arizona when he was catching 1,500 yards. He looked amazing.
Also looking amazing, Kelsey. He's fine.
Yeah, and Kelsey looks great.
Turns out when they throw the ball to Kelsey, it works. But Hopkins, yeah, catches in traffic. He looked great.
Getting open one-on-one, outside, inside, using him everywhere.
I do want to say, I think I told you this, or for predicting this game, I told you that if the Chiefs had their best offensive game in a year, we need to chalk it up to the Bucs because the Bucs defense is bad.
Yeah.
And the Bucs defense gives up tons of points, tons of everything. And last night was the first 3-touchdown game Mahomes has had in more than a year.
Yeah.
So
I have to stop putting my list together of all the quarterbacks that have had more 3-touchdown games recently.
But Kelsey and Hopkins, 186 for 2 touchdowns combined, the two of them. 186 and 2 touchdowns on 22 catches.
Yeah.
Did everybody eat in that game? Sorry, we're not doing that anymore. Anyway.
They still only scored 24 points in regulation.
That's right.
Bad defense, your weapons were cooking, and you still only got the 24. Like, I don't know. I could try to spin it positively in that, aren't we already in this mode with the Bills a little bit too, where the division is wrapped up, where, okay, like, none of this really matters in comparison to what's going to happen in January. Right. And all of this is just trying to figure out, hey, this sign and this sign, what's going to happen when you get to January? And who looks more impressive in their games? Don't worry about how the games end. Who looks more impressive when they're on the football field? Do the Chiefs? Because they struggle every week, no matter how good or bad their opponent is.
Yeah.
They struggle.
The Bills struggle in half of their weeks. Did they struggle this week? Yes.
Yeah, they did.
They were down 10-6.
They did.
They struggled this week. They struggled against Tennessee early. The Bills have like a half game of struggle.
Right. When they put the throttle down, it's like,
yeah, usually they're fine.
They can run away with it.
Whereas the Chiefs, I mean,
they haven't run away with any of them.
No. And last night's a Bucs team that has no Mike Evans and no Chris Godwin.
And they've played the Raiders. They've played the Saints. They've played, they've played bad teams.
You had guys catching touchdowns last night for the Bucs. You have to Google them. Who?
The Miller guy.
Ryan Miller?
I thought it was
Scotty. Out of retirement.
I thought it was Scotty Miller one point.
Not Scotty Miller.
It's not him.
Then there was another guy, Garrett. Some guy named Jarrett?
Jarrett. Because my buddies in my group chat were wondering, is it possible that Dwayne Jarrett is still in the National Football League? Which, of course, he has not been for like 10 years. yeah, I didn't know who that was either. I knew who Sterling Shepard was.
Yep.
But how many people that don't play like, you know, the deepest of fantasy football leagues ever like I do would have been watching that game yesterday going, is Sterling Shepard still in the National Football League, huh? A lot of people would have learned Sterling Shepard is still in the league. And maybe Kay Dotton's a pretty good tight end, by the way.
Rakeem Jarrett is the one.
Rakeem Jarrett.
Yeah. If you've got him in fantasy, holy cow, that's pretty impressive.
I'm in some deep
leagues. Rakeem Jarrett had 4 career catches going into the game and had 4 catches last night, I believe. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm in some deep leagues, but not that one. All I'm saying is, like, I don't know. They look beatable. If they're 8-0, but anyone like afraid, like to the point of, oh, you're never beating them.
Yes.
You're not beating the Chiefs.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I am the opposite way. I think every week of football they play, I am more confident the Bills can beat them in January.
I'm sure the Bills can, but fearful of them? Definitely.
It's not the 07 Patriots to me. It's not like this historically good Chiefs team that everyone get out of the way. They're on their way to their third straight Super Bowl. I think every week they look beatable.
I think every year we say that.
I don't know about every year.
Go check their results from last year. What did they do last year?
Last year was different than the other years.
They were so bad, they had to go on the road twice.
Right.
The year before, what was their margin of victory the year before? 6-3, 8-1, 2-6, 8. They lost to the Colts. This is them every year. They're the most boring team in the world.
But the year before, like, you've got, it's different. Mahomes is throwing for 400 yards 4 times that season.
Okay, but
360, 350, like, just.
What are their margins of victory over mediocre teams?
I know, like, there are those games in there, but.
Every year.
I think last year was different than the other Chief years, and this year looks similar to last year.
I think this year.
And I think they got some breaks. I think they got some incredible defense along the way, and I'm just not one that subscribes to that is going to win you championships year after year after year. You've got to do it on offense, and they looked better on offense yesterday.
They look better on offense.
Do it against a team that's better than Tampa on defense.
They look better on offense in the way that the Bills look better since they got Amari Cooper. The DeAndre Hopkins Chiefs are different than the Chiefs before them. They are a different team now because of Hopkins. Because, I mean, yesterday he goes off on the Bucs, and like I said, the Bucs give up points to everybody. So I want to, I do want to hold on to that.
I want to see what they do against Denver next week.
But now, what's going to happen next week? Now that Hopkins gets more attention, I mean, Worthy didn't have any points in this game. He had like minus one fantasy. But
yeah, thanks for that, Worthy. He should have had a touchdown.
He should have had a touchdown. But you know what he did have? I saw multiple plays, like next-gen stats, where he's running clear-out routes and three defenders run with him, and Travis Kelce catch the pass underneath wide open.
Mm-hmm.
So the structure of their offense, last night at least, looked great. Looked great. And they still are without Pacheco, who is way better than Samaje Perine and way better than
Hunt.
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah,
I mean,
yep.
I can't believe it. Hunt, I was thinking about last night. He was there forever ago, left in disgrace, and is just back.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, they're the most annoying team. Nothing new ever happens.
Did you guys see DeAndre Hopkins remember the Titans touchdown celebration?
I did see that. Appreciated that very much. I didn't catch that. That's what it was right away. Like, he scores the touchdown, and all of his teammates start doing a thing with him, and I'm thinking, like, oh, you know, I guess good for them. And I didn't realize it until someone posted the video of Remember the Titans and the touchdown dance, and then that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good for him. Hopkins.
He looks good.
All that talk about, you know, him going somewhere to win.
Yep, and he looks, I mean.
And how about the fact that, like, Joe, 2 years ago, people tried to say, oh, he's washed.
Yeah.
And he played in Tennessee for 2 years. I mean, this would have been the second year.
He did have, I mean, he had 1,000 yards last year.
Yes.
In Tennessee
with Will Levis.
Will Levis and Tannehill for half a year, right?
It's, you know what? You know what right now? Like, if the Chiefs win it with Kelce and Hopkins, which they very well could, it will be a reminder that not everyone should get hung up on age. And it should come down to, is he good? We just kind of assume guys are washed when, how old is he? At 32. Pfft, I'll see you later. He can't play anymore. Like, Hopkins can play. And Kelce, at the start of this year, it was, I say this as someone that hasn't been fantasy in like every league or every redraft. I was heavy on Kelce this year. Like, oh, he must be shot. And then a couple people did a deep dive. Like, actually, they're just not throwing to him as much as they used to. What do? They start throwing to him. He's fine.
Mm-hmm.
He looks 10 years younger right now, Kelce.
It's 16 targets last night.
16 targets!
Yeah.
This is the most annoying team ever.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you out there, you insane people at training camp, have said to me, you're okay if they win it, if the Bills don't, because then it's just them and right. Not Lamar and not someone else in the resistance here against the Chiefs. The rest of the AFC is in resistance to this team, and nobody beats them. It's time. I need it to happen.
I think it's going to happen. You're not with me on that, but I'm not predicting it won't.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit here like Lucy and Charlie Brown with a football and be like, you know what? I think this is. I'm not going to predict it. Why would I predict it? They've been banged up. They're looking healthier and better, and they have made two moves at the deadline to get better, Uche and DeAndre Hopkins. Today's another day for the deadline. We'll see where teams make some moves. Brandon Browning of the Denver Broncos got traded to the Arizona Cardinals. He's an expiring free agent, pass rusher, linebacker, so.
Like, I'm going to spend the day. This I'll see if this even ends up happening. I'm going to spend the day looking up that Steeler.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Their team that went 11-0 like 4 years ago with Ben Roethlisberger as like a comparison to this football team. Just how often you're winning these close games against subpar football teams. Even yet, like, that's part of yesterday too for me is like, even with Hopkins and Kelce looking great and their offense looking healthy, it's a completely depleted Tampa team, and they took you to overtime. If Todd Bowles goes for two, then you might lose that football game. Might.
Right.
But like that, they should have won that game by 45. They should have never been in that football game. It should have looked like the Bills-Jaguars game. And it never does. It never looks like the Bills-Jaguars game with them anymore.
Why do you apply that it should have looked 45-0 or whatever to Chiefs-Bucks but not to Bills-Dolphins? Why shouldn't the Bills have won by more? They needed a 61-yard kick to beat Miami.
Yeah.
Why don't they get that treatment?
I mean, who was missing more, though? The Bills or the Dolphins in that game? Like, Tampa's missing everybody. They're missing pieces on defense. A linebacker's going down in that game yesterday as well. Just as we mentioned, there's guys we've never heard of that are playing offense for them.
But this is the same. Like, it feels like another, and this is where we get to, like, everything matters once we get to January.
Yeah.
Look at last year's point differential. Didn't the Bills have a better one?
They almost do every year.
The Bills are a team that excel at blowing teams out in the regular season. And the Chiefs are a team that always wins close games.
Yeah.
And I can't explain it. I don't know why that happens.
That's why I want to believe there is still regression coming on that, because for every other team in football, there is. Every other team in league history, you win that many one-score games, there is regression coming. The Bills, it was positive regression, right? Didn't they have a stretch a couple years ago where they lost like 9 in a row?
I feel like
maybe it wasn't that bad. One-score games, they lost a bunch in a row. And then it happened. It regressed the other way.
Sure. I feel like you're looking for, you know, Dominic Hasek's save percentage is .940. There's going to be regression coming. Like,
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Have fun waiting.
Yeah.
I can't ever wait.
Sometimes it's just so like
I can't wait for it.
Yeah. Jordan.
I'm not even saying you're wrong. I'm saying I just won't let myself believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I look forward to the playoff game in Kansas City when the Bills go there and it comes down to the last minute.
Right.
That's what we've got.
It's going to come down to that.
It's horrible. Yeah. It's like no matter what happens, we know that I could probably even pull up the date for you. We're going to know what the date is, right? January 19th. Go ahead. Plan it now. January 19th. When's the Super Bowl?
At what time? Because it's going to be a 4 o'clock game?
January 19th
at like 7?
At 6:52 p.m.
6:52.
There'll be 1 minute left in Bills Chiefs, and that's what everything we talk about will come down to. I hope you're all ready for it. Like, that's it. That's our life.
Yeah.
See you next year on January 23rd or whatever day it is at 3:15 p.m. or 3:45 because it's moved to the early game. Every week, every year, all the same, the stupid Chiefs. They're awful. I hate them. Not enough of you hate them.
Mm-hmm.
Too much of this, I respect them. We got to get over that. We got to ditch that. There needs to be pure, unadulterated sports.
Well, haven't they beat the respect in everybody?
Not sure, I guess. Everything they do works.
Yeah.
803-0550 to join us. It is Tuesday. We got a big show coming up today. We'll talk with Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff at 8 o'clock. The Sabres play Ottawa tonight. Don't ask. We'll get to that. I'm not emotionally prepared to talk about the Sabres just yet. There's news coming on Keon Coleman's wrist. They're evaluating imaging. That's something to watch. Of course, if he's going to miss time, that's terrible news.
Which could matter because today's deadline.
It is the deadline. Dwayne Smoot's going on IR for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So that are they going to add some help in the defensive end department? I would predict that they do.
Yeah.
There are going to be, I think there'll be a flurry of trades today in the NFL. I'd put the over-under at like 6 because there are 9 teams with 2 wins.
Yeah.
And they're going to make some trades.
Do you know a similarity between Dwan Smoot and a guy that's available today that you mentioned yesterday? Dwan Smoot this year has played mostly defensive end, but a good amount of snaps inside also. Like, he's one of those big, versatile guys that can play anywhere on the line. It's exactly the same as Calais Campbell. Calais Campbell is bigger, and Calais Campbell is maybe better, but they are the same thing.
Perfect, perfect idea. Huge. Setting the edge is really important. It's what the Bills really need in the run game. So, whatever. It's deadline day. We'll talk with Chris Trapasso, CBS Sports, at 9 o'clock. He posted a number of names at defensive line, safety, linebacker. The Bills have some room to make moves here.
We should talk about receiver, too. If Coleman's going to miss time, I'm going to feel like they should go get, even if it's a lower level, yeah, fifth, sixth round pick trade, they should go get another receiver.
It's funny you mention that. So I've got a comparison I want to work up, and we'll get to a call here in a moment because I'm not ready to dive all the way into this. But the division being as over as it is kind of presents the Bills with a problem. And it's not a bad problem. It's just it's something to navigate. And what I mean by this is, Joe, you watch Premier League soccer, you watch international soccer. When you have a team going for the league title,
yeah,
but also going for the Champions League.
And
And you have to decide, well, which one should we go all out for? Both?
Yeah.
Or should we make sure we get to one finish line?
Right.
Because if the Chiefs, let's say the Chiefs win here in 2 weeks, and their lead for the one seed is three games, the Bills should bail on the one seed. They should 100%, as people will call and say about load management, they should 100% say, that race, if it comes back to us, that's fine. But we have to make sure we're keeping people healthy. I mean, this is blasphemy, but three games left in the season, Josh Allen plays a half against New England.
Okay, because you're going further. Like, I was about to say, like, I think they've already done this, maybe. Cooper and Benford, they called like 50-50.
Didn't play them.
And held them out of a divisional game in the middle of the season.
Good. That's what.
But you're going further than that. I mean, if you're pulling Allen out in week 14.
If you want to tell me that Josh Allen gets a maintenance day in New England, fine. Period. Like,
I would love that.
Once that race is gone,
yeah,
the Bills have to act accordingly. And we'll see. Paul in Akron, we're talking Bills Chiefs, I guess. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Funny how the Chiefs win another one last night, and we're all a little upset again.
I'm always upset when they win.
Yeah. But I wanted to get your opinion on our style of defense and the way that Miami just moved the ball on us in the second half and it going up against that Kansas City defense or Kansas City offense, I mean, with Hopkins and Kelce now. In 2 weeks, I mean, I'm concerned about that. I mean, I really am. They're going to be able to move the ball, I think, up down the field on us, and then our offense is going to have to, match whatever they do. So, and Kansas City's got a good defense, so I'm a little worried about the style that we play. We'll let them have that stuff up front because they'll take that all day long. Andy Reid will be, you're going to give me five? Here's Kelce, take it. So I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on that. So have a good morning.
Thanks, Paul. We're grabbing something for a little bit later from Taron Johnson on this point because, of course, like the Bills' run defense, they want to be better than they were on Sunday against Miami. But Taron Johnson in the locker room this week said it. And we'll play it for you a little bit later after the break when we grab this audio. He said, we want them to run.
Mm-hmm.
That is the Bills' identity. We want you to run. And Miami had a, finger quotes here, great day running the football. But on all the runs that Miami had, they had a negative EPA per play. So what you're doing as the Bills is you're saying, I know that Hill and Waddle can destroy me if I let them. And I don't think their run game will. And the Bills have done this as a philosophy for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's why whenever we're talking about something that they, I'm a little concerned about blank, isn't 9 times out of 10 that answer the run defense? That is a choice. It's what they want. They want you to run it. The same way that the COVID era game here when Mahomes came in and they dared the Chiefs to run it, and they did. And they kept it kind of close. That's a Bills team that probably wasn't ready to compete with the Chiefs, but they kept it close. Mm-hmm. That is the Bills' identity is We want you to run it, and even if you run it well, we think we'll be okay.
And you're just not, you're not going to get us to break.
And like, the only team so far that's really broken them on that on a level they might have to change it, which almost never happens, Baltimore did.
Right,
Baltimore,
and they started using three linebackers a little bit.
Right.
Which is a lot. The Bills never come out of
the nickel. Baltimore have come out of that like five times in McDermott. I'm sure that's over-exaggerating it. But there's the Baltimore game. There's the New England Wind game.
Yeah.
When they ran it every play but three.
Yeah.
They put Dorian Williams on the field. So part of that is...
There was like a Colt game, right? With Wentz.
Jonathan Taylor, maybe.
It's like once or twice a year, maybe,
yes.
Though.
Okay, fine. We'll put another linebacker on the field. And there are teams where... If you do that against the Chiefs, good luck. You're in trouble, right? Like you need Taron Johnson on the field. So it's Joe Marino who joins us on Wednesdays. We'll talk to him tomorrow. If you could, I'd always recommend listening to the podcast, the Locked On Bills podcast, because he basically said about this idea that once you can get yourself to accept that sometimes they're going to get run on because it's what they want. Your level of concern about the run defense, I mean, you still want it to be better, but it'll be a little bit dampened because you know that's what the Bills want. We want you to do that. We want you to hand the ball off. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. It's 100% how they probably will approach Mahomes again. Light boxes, we want you to run it. Especially now that, you know, the Bills are going to be afraid of Worthy. Even though he's not putting up big numbers, they're going to follow him over the field, make sure they don't go over the top. And I bet you when the Bills and Chiefs play that Xavier Worthy is pulling the Bills' defense down the field on every play. Like, they know. If you're playing the player, you're playing the game, if Andy Reid's getting ready for Sean McDermott, what's he going to say? Every time we run Worthy deep, they're going to send two guys. They're going to make sure they don't give that up, and we're going to beat them the other way. Or at least try. The Chiefs.
I hate them.
I know. I'm mad already. Another coin toss. All right.
There was a no flag on a false start late in that game, I guess. So yep, you didn't get your flag that went the Chiefs' way, but you had a non-call go their way. It's the normal Juwan Taylor. He's jumping 3 seconds before the snap again, I guess.
Yep.
They're the worst.
Terrible. 803-0550. A valiant effort for Baker Mayfield. Your coach should have gone for two, just like Mike McDaniel should have gone for two. It is. By the way. One rule change could actually make that happen. We'll get to that. You want it right now?
No. Tease it.
One way to improve both overtime and the ends of games, like the Bills-Dolphins and Chiefs-Bucks. Next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.